Oh, boy. All right, so did you guys have a chance to look at her list, seeing that she sent out?
Yeah, I just looked at it. I did have one question. I didn't quite follow, what was it? The very last part that she said something about the thank goodness it's something or other.
Is that the worst case scenario?
Yeah, what was that about?
That had to do with, we said that if we saw students using a lot of contact on a testing scenario, that would be a pretty big issue to worry about. So we can kind of play our results as kind of being good, because if they can't, you know, only look at statistics on a statistics exam, something is probably wrong, I think was the idea there.
Okay, so thank goodness they're not just throwing statistics completely out the window, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I just didn't quite follow that last little bullet. But yeah, I liked her summary seemed pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
She noticed some things that, like, I don't think we talked about before. Like the fact that the neutral context listed longer responses, and they were left searching for something to say. I don't know if we have data on that necessarily.
Yeah.
Not that, I don't know.
I think those are things that we can, you know, at least note. I don't know how much we want to, like, do an analysis of it, because we have way too many confounding variables involved with it.
Well, yeah. No, I just...
But I think, you know, it can be like a little side note that, you know, these are things that we've noticed that might invent, you know, have further investigation of if it's not just with these questions or the timing of when we did the question.
Yeah. Let's see.
Our paper has to be no more than 10,000 words for CERT.
Okay, and how many words is our paper right now?
We're over the, they say 18 to 20 pages. We were at 25 with our appendix.
Would their words include the appendix?
It doesn't. I didn't read that part. You're right. It's only the body text or the main text. It doesn't include abstract, references, or appendices.
Okay. I was hoping that was the case, but I wasn't sure. Okay, what are the chances? I've had a chance to look at my conclusion and discussion.
Conclusion and discussion. Find the conclusion and discussion.
You know, you pulled the stuff out of the results section to move down.
Mm-hmm.
So our results are literally just, this is the data that we found? I've never written like this before, so it's kind of odd to me.
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's just so weird.
I know, I'm kind of used to the results discussion being in its own, like, together.
Yeah.
Like, here's some results and discussion about it. Here's some results and some discussion about it.
Yeah, that's exactly. It's really weird to me to just say, okay, this is what we saw, and then and not talk about it at that point.
Yeah, I pretty much think that's how you lay it out.
So we just have to go back and add in from the... Do we have to do more for the tests, do you think?
I think we need to add a little bit kind of with the stuff that Herla was looking at. So I think like a lot of that's actually going to be... Some of it can be like in the results part of the actual numbers that she found, but a lot of it kind of could be in the discussion, I think.
So, do we want to put some of what Herla said into the discussion section, or?
I think we do. I still need to go back, and I'm hoping I'll have time. Well, I know I'll have time to do it in January. I need to go back and still add a little bit more to just the data, the results, or we just throw the results in, because we still don't have the test results in there. That's still all the interview.
Oh, okay.
And when I do that, yeah. I can pull some of Herla's stuff into the other section, too.
Yeah, because it looks really good so far. That would be my only comment, is it just doesn't feel quite fleshed out. Like, I just feel like I want more.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You know. And I think that's what Herla's kind of been saying all along, is what exactly are we, what's the story we're getting out of our whole research project? What are we saying that this contributes? And, yeah, I think Herla got a couple of things here that messages to take away. So somewhere in between discussion and conclusion, or with the discussion that you've got and the conclusion, I think we could add that. Because you did a really nice job of sort of bringing the results into and trying to flush out what this all means. But yeah,
like right now, you know, all my discussion and conclusion is pretty much interview based because that's all we have in there right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how much the conclusion will add more about the in test. I think that the idea of the p-value is interesting to possibly add in the conclusion for like future research and like the length of student responses maybe.
Yeah, I think that. You've got a lot of data in here and sort of, but yeah, I mean, this is the part where we kind of want to put in our own spin on it, I suppose, is the best, you know, what are we getting out of this? What do we think it means?
We didn't publish this in any proceedings, did we?
Nope.
No. Well, we didn't
and
do JSM.
The conference. The conference that Herla went to, that didn't have proceedings published?
No, it did. We submitted, but they didn't take us because they took, like, a subset of the presenters.
Okay.
And they actually rejected us on that one.
Because the search guidelines are that if it was in a conference proceeding, unless it's substantially different, we can't submit it again.
Oh. Well, good. It was good we got rejected then.
Yeah.
Anything that we have submitted would be substantially different compared to what we currently have anyway.
Well, yeah, we didn't have any of this data when Herla went to Surge. I mean, this is all.
Well, I think at this point we should download the template from the Surge website and we should start putting our paper into their template.
Okay.
And do editing in there. I can do that in early January. And then I think we can pass it around and finish revising that way. Or do you guys not think we're far enough along to do that?
I've been having some problems editing in Google Docs, so that sounds like a good idea to me.
Yeah.
Does somebody want to start working on the cover letter that we have to submit with it?
I can do that. Oh, okay.
I don't care. At least we're both willing versus no one saying anything.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's just at this point, I'm, you know, in terms of writing, I don't think I'm really doing that much, so.
Well, okay, I can let you do that, and I'll work on more writing up more of my conclusion and discussion based upon what Herla wrote up.
You and Herla, that's, like, you guys seem to have a pretty good handle on what's going on with the data and the discussion, so. I think that's you guys.
Okay.
So, is there, like, Tara, is there, like, a, guideline or whatever for what has to go in the cover letter?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll
look that up.
It's under authorguide.pdf off their website.
Okay. Excellent. Yeah, as much as we can, like, put together and, you know, even if we're still working on it, I'm sure the more we can get done, the better.
Yeah, let's try to get it done before classes start in the...
Yeah.
Spring. When do you guys start?
After the 9th.
The 9th?
Is that a Monday?
I'll of course be in the week before that, but you know, classes start on the 9th.
Yeah, classes, I think, on the same day. The 9th,
okay.
Yeah.
We don't start till the 23rd. My classes at Texas A&M start the 17th, but I absolutely have to do whatever I'm doing before classes start because I have 2 new preps, and I'm taking 7 credits, and I'm going to be worthless next semester, more so than I was even this semester, so.
Okay.
I'm not going to be able to do anything in the spring.
All right.
So I will, I'll have a chunk of a couple weeks, you know, when I get back from Kentucky and before my classes start, where I'll try to dedicate a week just to getting everything into the form, checking all the references and stuff like that, and then I'll send it out.
Yeah, and for my RPT stuff, I really need to get this submitted by the end of, like, March at the latest.
Yeah. No, I understand where you are.
It doesn't say, but I was looking through to see if it said what the turnaround time is, but it doesn't.
It is about 2 to 3 months.
Where'd you find that?
I don't remember. I've been doing a long search to try to find out. I don't remember exactly where I found it. But it's somewhere in the 2 to 3 months range.
And they need, it does say once we get our feedback that we could be asked to respond to the proofs within 2 to 3 days. That's a pretty quick turnaround.
Jesus. Jeez.
Yes, I would love on my next year's RPT to say, ooh, I have something being published. Don't make my dean shut up.
So we send it to Bob, and then Bob sends it to reviewers.
Yes.
He's not a reviewer.
I think it's him and an associate, if it's something like JSC, him and like an associate editor would kind of do the initial review to see if it's worth sending out to reviewers.
Oh, wait, I thought we were doing search. We're doing JSC, then I'm on the wrong website.
No, it's search, but then if it's anything like how JSC works,
okay.
That's how JSC works.
Yeah.
Because it says it has to be double blind, so if we send it to him, then he can't be a reviewer.
Correct. Yeah. I think he still does an initial read through to see who to send it out to, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
So it could be on our side that, you know, we're a cluster and Bob's, you know, an RAB person. Not ours, but hopefully I'll always be like, oh, I've seen those names before.
Either that or they'll see our names and go, oh, Lord.
They have some weird guidelines. We can't use bold in our text. We have to do emphasizing by using italics. We can't underline and we can't bold.
Is that right?
That's
yeah,
weird.
They always have, like, weird. Every journal has weird things. It can't possibly be as bad as, like, the restrictions I had on my dissertation, so.
Do not add an extra second space after a period. Do not add blank lines between paragraphs. Do not use spaces. Always use tabs. And we have to use... Go ahead, sorry.
Go ahead. Mine's not important.
I was going to say, we have to use APA format. Do you know if our references were in APA format? Or are they going to have to be updated? I don't remember.
No clue.
And my citations for APA, I don't even remember how to do APA citations.
Like for the actual reference list, you can like cheat and I look up an old article and see how they reference them and I use that.
Yeah, I
did my dissertation in APA, so I can just go back and look at all my stuff and copy from that, so
yeah.
If you want me to check them.
I have my APA format guide somewhere, because for my education degree, everything had to be done in APA. I just need to find that.
Yeah.
All right. So,
all right, so Lee is going to work on a cover letter.
I'm downloading the detailed explanation for how everything needs to be formatted and printing it now.
You let us know when you actually are pulling it to actually start editing it. That way we're not doing a lot of editing now on the Google Doc at that point for you.
Yeah.
So make sure you kind of know when you've copied and started editing so that we kind of maybe wait to make our changes until you send it out to us.
Yes. It won't be until
all that work, you know, be wasted or anything. So,
right, yeah, it won't be until I get back from Kentucky, which will probably be January 2nd or 3rd. We usually come back on the 2nd, which means I'll probably start it on the 3rd.
I'm going to work more on the results and discussion session, kind of based upon what Herla sent out. Do we want Herla to do the number dumping into the results, or were you doing that again, Tara?
I can do it.
Okay.
I have all this stuff in the original form on my computer, so it's easy for me just to get the tables in. But the problem with the Google Docs is you can't do graphs or tables. You can't dump them in. It doesn't take them. So that's another benefit to getting it out of there and getting it into regular format again.
And did we want to try to kind of guess about a conference call, or do we want to wait? Remember last night, I'm not going to really get confirmation on the date until after the holidays anyway. Like, I didn't know if we wanted to try something that first week before, like, me and my classes start, or if we want to do it the week of classes starting. I would probably assume her would start the same time as ours, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say either maybe the 4th or the 6th.
Like maybe that Friday before class will start.
Yeah.
Fair, you don't think the reason why January 6th would not work for you?
No.
And OSU starts the 3rd, so Dean should be back on the 3rd.
And is there any time on the 6th that doesn't work if I just send out a mass email to all of us to see what time Herla would work for her? As far as I know, I'm pretty much free as a bird on the 6th.
Yeah, I'm free.
Me too.
Okay, so I'll just send out an email to Herla kind of summarizing what's going on and carbon you all on it.
Sounds good.
Anything else we need to discuss? Besides, let's get our butts going, and we're going to get paper going. Sorry, you can tell my Dean's rubbed off on me a little bit here.
Hey, anything that keeps us motivated.
You have a dean at a department head?
Well, our RPT goes through lots of chains. And up through my department head, everything was A-OK. When it hit the dean, it was not so A-OK. Yeah, so ours goes through, like, an entire chain. We have RPT committee of the departments and the chairs and the dean and the provost and the board.
Does the board actually look at anything? They don't just, if everybody else is okay, they just don't do blanket approval?
They pretty much do. Yep, so I'm going through the fire of my dean here. I want to please my dean.
I want to please my department head because he makes my life miserable when he's angry with me.
Hmm.
Yeah, HERLA starts on the 9th. I found the academic calendar.
Another random question because I don't know when it's due. Is anyone looking at trying to present any of this stuff at JSM? I know I'm not going to JSM, but were we trying to do anything for JSM?
I think we need to be careful because that could get us into the dual...
Yeah, and this time around, I'm supposedly maybe doing something for ISOSTAT.
Okay.
So I would have the, you know, I know I've done it the last 2 years, I would have the dual presentation issue.
Okay.
So, and I know Carla's always involved in something.
And
well, it's no problem. I mean, for me, I have enough presentations. They're not going to, like, bulk any for that. They want me to get a publication, so.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm definitely not going. We have all of our travel has been cut, so I'm not going anywhere.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure of that before, because if there's some deadline we needed to meet for that, I wanted to make sure we were.
When is the deadline for that?
For
the I'm assuming it's usually sometime in January, I thought.
Okay.
But again, that could be wrong.
It is. Hold on, I'm looking. Oh, my internet connection's so slow. I think the entire world's on my internet connection, I've decided. It seems like my computer takes forever these days. It is...
Where are they?
It opened December 1st there in San Diego.
Yeah.
And it closes February 1st.
Okay. Time.
Close enough. All right, enough I don't love you all, but is there anything else we need to discuss?
No.
Nope.
No. I'm ready to go. I have to go put my Christmas tree up.
Why, my little girl just got up to start moving around. That's why I was like, is there anything else we need?
Nope.
It's all right. I don't think either one of us are offended at all.
No.
Okay. Well, I will send an email out later today kind of summarizing everything for everybody.
Okay.
All right. Well, have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
You too, everybody.
Thank you. Please stand by.